Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Two leaders of a Mexican drug cartel are now in U.S. custody. CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez reports from Texas.
They are among the most powerful and were among the most wanted drug lords in all of Mexico. But the Department of Justice says they are both now in custody. The co-founder of the notorious Sinaloa cartel, Ismael Zambada Garcia, known as El Mayo, and the son of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Joaquin Guzman, were arrested near El Paso, Texas. Details of the arrests have not been released.
With more than 1,000 firefighters on the front lines in Chico battling California's biggest wildfire of the year, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti tells us an arrest has been made.
There is now an investigation into a 42-year-old Chico man who was taken into custody for possible arson. Fire crews were alerted to him by several eyewitnesses. We actually spoke with one of those eyewitnesses who described his actions more as negligence, saying he was driving his car erratically, drove into a ditch, and then spun his tires to try to get out. The friction from doing so, creating sparks, marking that fire, making that master blaze that we're now dealing with.
Meanwhile, the nation's largest wildfire continues burning in eastern Oregon. More than 630 square miles, roughly the size of Houston, has already gone up in flames. Video game performers went on strike just moments ago. CBS's Christopher Cruz explains the issues.
The union says it's achieved gains in wages and job safety, but the game studios, including divisions of Activision, Warner Brothers, and Walt Disney, refuse to make a deal over the impact of generative AI. Performers are worried that without restrictions, the game companies could train AI models to replicate an actor's voice or create a digital replica of their likeness without their permission or fair compensation. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
We've been following the story of Christopher Dumm, a Missouri man who was blocked by that state's Supreme Court from leaving prison moments before he was to be released this week after over three decades behind bars. CBS correspondent Aaron Moriarty has more on the case for us.
Two very young kids, a 12 and 14-year-old, who said they saw him on a completely dark night and shoot one of their friends, a 15-year-old, Rico Rogers. They testified against him at trial, and that was it. The trial didn't even last a full day.
Missouri's attorney general says he does not want Dunn to be released. Former film producer Harvey Weinstein has been transferred from a New York City jail to a hospital for treatment of COVID-19 with pneumonia in both lungs. Weinstein is awaiting trial on rape and sexual assault charges after his 2020 conviction in New York was overturned. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the first poll here since President Biden dropped out. The Emerson poll has Trump and Harris deadlocked at 47% in a head-to-head matchup. Emerson finds Senator Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde 49-43. Wisconsin is investing in its rural agricultural roads. James Kelly reports.
The funding is part of the first round of awards through the Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, which will provide nearly $50 million for rural road projects across the state.
It's James Kelly reporting. The spending will support 37 projects across 28 Wisconsin counties. The projects are aimed at helping Wisconsin's agricultural industries by boosting infrastructure critical to moving products, crops, and livestock. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another ninth-inning victory. William Contreras with a double to drive in Blake Perkins from first. Milwaukee winning 3-2 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field and winning the series 2-1. What did manager Pat Murphy think?
Yeah, man, I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great. But, you know, our bullpen was our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game.
The Brewers placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day IL. as he seeks medical advice for his chronic back pain. The 32-year-old Yelich telling reporters he may be looking at season-ending surgery. NFL, the Packers defense with another good day at practice, led by defensive back Eric Stokes, who was asked what's his focus in this training camp.
Keep getting 1% better to be a Super Bowl defense. We want to be remembered as one of the best defenses out here. We want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
That's Eric Stokes. Talks on a Jordan Love contract continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clear skies, but a little patchy fog will be possible. Mid-50s by sunrise, or winds very light. On Friday, after the morning fog possibility, we'll see sunshine and those hazy skies continue. Highs in the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for a talk about the Twinges from American Ninja Warrior. And it's Friday, which means we are going to talk about a bar band. Terry Bar, that is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program, and on the line with us is our old buddy Phil Hittner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and host of the brilliant podcast On the Edge. And you can find it wherever you find fine podcasts. He also has a video blog over on YouTube. You just plug his name in, Philip Hittner. And Edner Philip is his Twitter handle. Yeah, Phil, welcome back to the program. So first off, I understand another Russian has fallen out of a window. Did you catch that news?
I did hear that news. Apparently, a form of economic investigator, accountant, in effect.
Yeah.
80-some years old. So
83, yep.
So showing that the Kremlin, let's face it, the Kremlin was behind this, really doesn't have any compunction against chucking people even at 83 out of a window.
They do not discriminate based on age.
No, they do not, apparently.
So how are you doing there? And, you know, the last time we talked to the power outages, I understand that...
They're getting worse.
Pretty much 50% of Ukraine, its entire power generating capacity has been destroyed by Russia now.
I have not had power in 36 hours, except for a one-hour period of time last night at 10 o'clock in the evening.
Wow. There was an article in
36 hours.
In the Financial Times
today. No power.
About how people are taking apart Teslas to make home batteries to power their homes.
Yeah. I mean, this is the resourcefulness of the Ukrainian people. I mean, we live on, for those of you who are watching the video podcast, I'm holding up, you know, these large battery the solid state batteries. But I have gone in, you know, as I say, I've now gone basically 35 of 36 hours without power. And I'm glad we're doing this right now, Tom, because in about 2 hours, I'll be done. I'll have no power. I've got about that much battery power left within me. I've already emptied my fridge because there's no point. And this is how we live. They're trying to cripple the Ukrainian people. They're trying to make the Ukrainian people pay the price for their own aggressive war in the hopes that the Ukrainian people will become exhausted and relent. And I'm not going to lie and say that there aren't people here who are suffering from great hardship and who are starting to say, we need to find some way out of this thing, even if it does mean giving up some territory. Having said that, however, the vast majority of the Ukrainian people are still very resilient against Moscow and do not want to go to the negotiating table from a position of weakness. And they certainly don't want to have to do it because Russia is... implementing this kind of cruelty upon them. So, you know, my sense of things here, is that the Ukrainian people will still continue to stand strong. But it is, make no doubt about it, this is a very true hardship.
Which raises the question, you know, of negotiating from a position of strength that we discussed last week, and I haven't seen any indication that there's been a change of status. Where are the F-35s or F-16s, I guess?
The F-16s. Something is up with the F-16s. I don't know exactly what, but I had a source within the Ukrainian military, and I've been reluctant to be too specific about it, but a very reliable source who I have spoken to for over a decade, tell me roughly about six, 7 months ago, I don't think it's quite as much as eight, that the F-16s would be here in a month. They're going to be here in a month. For sure. This guy has never let me down. He has always been a very strong predictor of what is happening because he holds a very elevated position within the Ukrainian military. I don't think he misled me. I don't think he lied to me. I think something has changed, and I don't know exactly what that is. Obviously, one of the major questions with the F-16 is where are you going to house them? Where are they going to be based? Because any airfield that has the capacity to launch F-16s is going to be a bullseye. It is going to be a magnet for Russian air attacks and missile attacks and drone attacks. That might have something to do with it. There might be something else going on. We just don't know. But I don't think my guy lied to me. I think something's changed. And I don't know exactly what that is. But the F-16 should have been here already. And we are starting to hear this repetitive chant, you know, this kind of mantra of soon, soon, soon. Well, yeah, you've been saying soon for a long time.
Yeah,
something's up, and I don't know exactly what it is.
Well, and I think it's important to note
they're still on the way.
Yeah, it's important to note too that they're not going to be necessarily the salvation of the situation. It's going to contribute to a very large and complex situation. I read yesterday or the day before that the Russians had launched a strike against Ukraine, and two of their missiles, I guess it was, ended up landing in one of the NATO countries. It was one of the former Soviet republics.
Romania.
Romania. Thank you.
I believe
very much.
It was Romania. There was a drone. Yeah, it was a kind of a knockoff Iranian drone, mm-hmm. but it had distinct markings and technology that are different from Iran. So this looks to be a drone that may have come from one of these factories that Russia has set up in conjunction with Iran, who reverse engineered some drone technology from us when they got a Predator. They hijacked a Predator, so the Iranian drone program is actually quite respectable. They have now set up factories in Russia and are producing a variant of this Iranian drone, and that's what it looks like went down in Romania. It could have been some sort of technical issue. It doesn't look like it was shot down. I've seen photographs of the thing. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it coming down in a NATO, just like the incident about a year and a half ago, maybe more closer to two, when their anti-ballistic missile systems that were fired against Russian missiles turned out to be Ukrainian, but fragments landed in Poland. Anytime something expands and seeps past the border of this conflict in Ukraine, obviously everybody gets quite nervous because the fear of an expansion of this conflict is paramount in people's minds.
How did Romania's government respond to this?
I'm not seeing a harsh response from Romania, certainly nothing that is grabbing the headlines. There's a lot of tension going on with Ukraine's border nations right now because there's also this issue of Ukraine being a transit point for energy. And I know, for example, I believe it's the Hungarians, the Slovakians, who are particularly upset because they're not getting the energy being transferred, ironically enough, still from Russia coming mm-hmm. through some of these pipelines and energy, transit points. It's the longer this goes on, the longer things are going to become more tenuous. Of course, that's what the Kremlin would like.
Right.
But regardless of what the Kremlin likes, This is exhausting for everybody involved, and the sooner it's resolved, the better. But Ukraine is never going to bend the knee to Moscow again. It's just finding perhaps a negotiated settlement, and that's going to be a very long process.
Yeah, I get it. Phil Edner, the newsletter On the Edge, or the podcast, excuse me, On the Edge. There's also a video blog over on YouTube. Phil, thanks a lot for dropping by. We really appreciate your updates.
Anytime, Tom.
Thank you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Right back with you. Stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I have been to Disney, and the first time I didn't even come close to sticking to my budget. How much Dole Whip can one mom eat? Turns out, quite a lot. Now since then, as a Disney lover, I have found a few hacks, and today I'm going to share a little savings secret I recently stumbled across. It's a website called David's Vacation Club Rentals. So for more than 20 years, David's has helped Disney Vacation Club point owners rent their points to prospective Disney vacationers. Then vacationers like me or you can use those points to book rooms on Disney properties. It's a little more complicated than a regular reservation, but the discounts can be pretty steep, like half the cost. Check it out, David's Vacation Club Rentals. For more Disney discounts, check out the member benefit section at workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. But I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
The night was cold, the air was thin. Another story left untold within. In Moscow streets, where shadows play, another Russian fell out the window today. Whispers in the halls of power, where fear and silence always tower. Questions hang like smoke in air. Was it fate or was it carefully prepared? Another Russian fell out the window. Where did the truth go? Does anybody know?
20 minutes past the hour, yeah. Another Russian fell out the window yesterday. Oh, my. All right, what's on your mind? Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Tom, the Project 25 also calls for the military to be purged of its general leadership, and also junior officers who have gone through woke colleges, and the general leadership have all, part of their training, have gone to universities in California, you name the state, and those all are considered woke by the new Trump fascist empire. And it's also with the Secret Service, the FBI and the Secret Service, to my understanding, they're all secret public employees too, and they have to be purged. But I can't understand how the FBI's Secret Service are going to turn over their weapons, and knowing that they're going to be put on show trials, many of them, the leadership for sure, and many of the officers who conducted investigations of, you name it, Roger Stone, you name the person. So how is that going to work? Is that where the Civil War is going to start? Where, because you have these civil service, secret service, these young people, they've gone through high school, college, with that goal in mind to protect the nation, the president, and it's honorable. And be turning over your weapon to a lackey who's paid off Trump and his gang is willing to lick their boots. I just can't understand how that's going to go down.
It's like the Night of the Long Knives, these purges. I the good news is I don't think Donald Trump is going to get elected, and I don't think any of this stuff is going to happen. The bad news is that 25%, 30% of America is fine with it. I mean, that's what should shock Americans, Ron, your point is very well made, and I get it. Thank you very much. Humble in Pleasant Hill, California. Hey, Humble, what's on your mind today? Humble? In Pleasant Hill, California, watching us on Free Speech TV. Going once, going twice. Brian in Duval, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to put in my own plug for Kamala Harris. I don't know if you call this, but in the waning moments of one of your programs here a couple of months ago, I called in and was talking about her. I first became aware of her in the 2020 election cycle when she had her run for presidency. And why her campaign never took off was just baffling to me, because I was so impressed with her. I went and looked up her record as DA and then as Attorney General. And, I was just really just taken with her. And then when Biden was looking for a running mate, I said, he's got to pick Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and he did.
And he did.
Yeah.
And he did.
Which is amazing, so, given how she kind of whacked him during the debates, But her campaign was run by her sister, which I think was a mistake. I think it was a poorly run campaign. I don't think it was such a bad campaign.
Well, here's a quote that I've had in my mind ever since just out of high school, and that was a long time ago. It's by a fellow by the name of Leo Ross. I think he was a sociologist.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I think of the matchup between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, I think of this quote. The quote is, "It is the weak who are cruel, gentleness can only be expected from the strong.
Sweet.
Donald Trump is a weak person.
Yeah.
That's why he acts the way he does.
Yep.
Kamala Harris is a strong person. She is compassionate, but she is no shrinking violet.
Yeah, it's true. Joe Biden, too.
I think, and she is exactly what our country needs right now.
I'm with you. I'm completely.
I wanted to ask you a quick question about something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one quick question. I'm not hearing anything about voter suppression and gerrymandering around the country right now. I don't know what's going on with that, but that's the only avenue I can see that the Republicans are going to end up winning.
Oh, they're doing it. There have been some over 200 lawsuits filed by Republican groups to try to prevent people from voting. You've got massive voter purges going on. We had David Peppert on the program. What was it, Tuesday, I think? He's, you know, the former head of the Democratic Party in Ohio and a law school professor there. And he was talking about how Mike DeWine just did a massive voter purge in Ohio. And they found that about 20% of the people purged were just, you know, people who are probably Democratic voters. You know, just, you know, they shouldn't have been purged. This is happening in every red state in America right now. And the purges are mostly being done in the blue cities in those red states. This is how Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott hang out of power in Florida and Texas. They purge voters.
I know. We need to keep that issue front and center because that's the only way I can see that the Republicans are going to win this election at this point.
Well, Kamala Harris
is a huge misstep.
Yeah, I agree with you. And this morning, Kamala Harris, in her speech to the American Federation of Teachers, said that she wants to get the John Lewis Voting Rights Act passed, which would end these voter purges. And that's got to be sending a chill down the spine of the Republicans, because you're right, Brian. This is the only way that they can win in some states, and it's the only way they can hold on power. Also, Georgia. Georgia's another state where they've been purging voters like crazy, you know, for decades now. And
well, I just find it interesting that the party of law and order, the party of patriotism, is the party that is doing everything it can to suppress or deny American citizens of their right to vote, which is the fundamental foundation of democracy.
There is a long history for this. In the 2000 election, just a few months before that election, Jeb Bush was governor of Florida, and he purged 90,000 African Americans off the voting rolls by taking the list of Texas felons, African Americans and Hispanics, taking the list of Texas felons and comparing it with the Florida voter list, as if all the felons in Texas had just moved to Florida. Well, there are a lot of, you know, the universe of black and Hispanic names is much smaller than the universe of white names. White people come from countries with all kinds of different languages, Greek, Swedish, Hungarian, I mean, you know, obviously English, French, German, blah, 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 blah. Hispanics all come from Spanish, and black people, you know, many of them acquired it, like, you know, Washington and Madison and whatnot. These are very common. Johnson, very fine, who were presidents' names when people were liberated from slavery. And so if
and
you,
on and on and on.
Yeah, and that's what allowed George W. Bush to win the election in 2000. So they've been doing
that's
this for
right.
a long time, and it's been working for them. We've got to fight it. You're right. Brian, thank you very much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Two leaders of the powerful Sinaloa drug cartel have been arrested by the U.S.
In a statement, Attorney General Merrick Garland says Ismael El Mayo Zambada was taken into custody along the border near El Paso, Texas. The son of his partner, El Chapo, was also detained.
CBS's Stacy Lynn. There are major wildfires in western Canada, as CBS's Jonathan Bigliotti tells us.
A massive forest fire is now burning in British Columbia, while in Alberta, the tourist town of Jasper has suffered what authorities call a significant loss.
In Missouri, Christopher Dunn remains in prison where he's been for over three decades on a now overturned murder conviction as a court battle over his release continues.
It is a prosecutor who asked for this conviction to be overturned, a government official who is now being opposed by the Missouri Attorney General.
CBS News correspondent Aaron Moriarty. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll take several weeks to fix an oil refinery near Chicago damaged by a tornado last week. In the meantime, fuel is being shipped north from the Gulf of Mexico. Gas prices should stay high in southeast Wisconsin in the meantime. A rare honor for a Wisconsin trailblazer. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The new statue of L. Phillips is now officially on the Capitol steps. It took a task force 4 years to make it happen. If you don't know, Phillips was the first Black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, the first person of color to become a judge in Wisconsin, and the first Black woman to hold statewide office. Right now, there's a tarp over the statue. The official unveiling ceremony is Saturday at 5.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes you hear things that can't be true. Here's one of them. John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard got married in Vegas to Paul Sorvino's widow, Dee Dee, after they met at the Hollywood Museum at an Abbott and Costello exhibit. All of that is true. People magazine reports that the mediocre at best actor gave credit to God for bringing him and Dee Dee together. There is no word yet if Schneider will rescind all of his comments to People like he does most of his insane political tweets. Also, according to People magazine, Tom Brady and model Brooks Nader have been casually hooking up. They always break the big stories. People's inside source did not clarify if casually hooking up meant that when Brady gets together with Nader, he wears JCPenney activewear, or if he's rounding third and headed for home. To be fair, an additional source says that they are not dating, and yet a third source says appropriately, who cares? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clear skies, but a little patchy fog will be possible. Mid-50s by sunrise, or winds very light. On Friday, after the morning fog possibility, we'll see sunshine and those hazy skies continue. Highs in the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. A great end of the week show. It is John Roach, columnist and Renaissance man, along with Peter Rapine. Week in Review. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberine Plus, 15% off. Go to superberine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's super, B-E-R-I-N-E, superberine.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, for that free month supply plus 15% off. Superberine.com, B-E-R-I-N-E, superberine.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Trolls on the line, fools and liars, calling and trying to start fires, but we see through their masquerade, truth and reason.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Darren in Lakewood, California. Hey, Darren, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Hey, I really love that jingle.
Yeah, thank you. Thank Louise. She does those songs.
Well, that's a great jingle. Hey, I just want to say, these people are not, they're not Christians. I'm not by far. For instance, 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, Christians should live a quiet life and mind their own business. That's exactly what it says.
Yep.
I don't know what these people are, but they're not Christians.
No,
they pretend to be.
They're defaming Jesus Christ. They're defaming him.
Anyway, I'd like to say I agree with you on Pamela Harris winning in presidency, but, you know, 2 Corinthians 4:11, 14 says that Satan often acts as the angel of light. Trump's light sounds pretty bright to me.
Anyway. Yeah, I think it's dimmed. I think it's dimmed a lot. I might be whistling past the graveyard. It's entirely possible. I mean, I thought in 2016 that Hillary Clinton was going to walk away with it, but
I think we got to go through it. It's not going to be pretty, but we got to go through it. Anyway, have a good day, Tom.
Thank you, Darren. I personally think we already did go through it. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hello, Tom. I think the most imperative thing to us is to keep talking to the youth. Mm-hmm. Because they're excited right now, but we don't want them to become lackadaisical.
Yeah.
So I think we all need to remind them, in years to come, what are you going to say when your children, your grandchildren come to you? How did you partake in changing history?
Yeah.
And do you want to be, I just sat on my butt, I did nothing? Or do they want to crow, hey, I was part of that great movement? And that hopefully will help them get out there and make sure they're voting.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Chip, thanks.
We got to put them in the light of, hey, it's, you're changing. You're doing this. Be proud to your family. Boast your family in years to come.
I get it, Chip. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. And now our favorite troll, Greg, in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hello. I just wanted to stress, I thought
important issue is following the democratic process for choosing the next candidate. Is Kamala the best candidate?
It's Kamala.
Kamala. Don't you think we are shortchanging ourselves by not asking more of the Democratic Party for their
This is a democratic process, Greg. Every single one of those delegates was elected. The vast majority of them are elected officials that were elected directly by people like you and me to represent them. And the small number of them who are party officials were elected by the elected officials. That's democracy. We don't have a pure democracy in America. We have a representative democracy. So if the delegates say that she's their candidate, that's democracy, number one. And number two, she's already been elected as vice president by the United States, by the majority of people in the United States. She won by 7 million votes. So this is a democratic process. I don't get this whole, you know, let's troll the Democratic Party thing. I don't understand it.
No, I think that if you had an open convention, that would help to popularize the issues that the Democratic Party is for, and it would get people excited about the candidate, knowing what is their plan. It seems like we're so in a hurry to anoint someone without finding out what their plan is. An open convention would help to inform people.
Well, you
what
have to
the
define
issues
what
are.
An open convention is. I mean, the fact of the matter is that at the convention, and you know, apparently they're going to have the vote early because Ohio won't change their law, they won't change their rules, and so you know she won't appear on the ballot if they don't do it by August 7th. But even at that process, everybody doesn't have to vote for her, and they can put any candidate forward that they want. I mean, it's already an open process, Greg. Thanks a lot for the call, Kathy in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Kathy, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Since Project 25 is being talked about today, I wanted to tell you how I am planning on getting the word out about it.
Great.
First, I want to give another shout out to Norma for her walk and talk idea.
Mm-hmm.
I put that past my local Indivisible group, and they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is going to be trying that. But what I want to do is put the walk and talk on steroids. So a friend and I are going to pass out flyers that compare Project 25 and 47.
Hmm.
We're going to be going to fairs, festivals, concerts, and Indivisible is going to be paying for it, plus
wow.
Our T-shirts.
Wow.
So anyone can do this. Mm-hmm. Anyone can. I really want to encourage anyone to get out there. And here's some really good news. The other day when David Pepper called in,
mm-hmm.
It was bad timing because just a couple of hours later, our Secretary of State came out
Frank
and made
Rose.
The announcement, yes, that we had the signatures for the gerrymandering petition. So that will be on the ballot in November. In fact, we have 40,000 more signatures than required.
Wow. Direct democracy is going to take back Ohio.
I believe it will. So if we can do it here in Ruby Red, Ohio, you can do it anywhere. And we're not going to be Ruby Red for that much longer. I really don't think so. I just have such a good, positive feeling about this. This is going to happen. It has to happen.
You know, Ohio went for Obama twice.
Everyone has to get off the couch.
Yeah, Ohio went for Obama twice. And then,
yes.
You know, the Republican Secretary of State started purging voters.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, I called the other day after you told people to call in to check our voter registration.
Mm-hmm.
I did the vote.org,
mm-hmm.
and for the first time ever, I was not listed.
You're kidding.
I called local BOE to find out what the hell is going on, and I was listed with them. They have a different website that they use, so I haven't gotten to the bottom yet.
Hmm.
Of what happened, but I'm going to. So I encourage everyone, keep calling, checking.
Yeah.
You have less than 30 days from, you know, if you have early voting in your state,
right.
to be registered. So that's really,
right.
Really
and voter registration deadlines vary from state to state, and some state deadlines might be coming up pretty soon. So double check. Yeah, and vote.org is the place to do it. Kathy, thank you. Thank you for everything. That was just marvelous. What a great call. Thank you. David in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring up something that I'm surprised not enough people are talking about, and I wish they would, about Trump's lies about the shooting. Mm-hmm. This business where he heard bullets there's no official medical report about what happened to him. First of all, about the bullets. Bullets fired at that speed, rounds like out of an AR-15 type rifle, travel at over 3,000 feet per second.
Yep.
That's supersonic. There's no way he could have heard that. And there he is claiming, oh, I heard the bullets. And
well, he could have heard it after the fact. I mean, it's creating a little mini sonic boom behind it, isn't it?
I
thought was interesting, David, if you want to go down the, you know, what might be called a conspiracy theory route, I'm not going to call it that, but is that Chris Wray, the FBI director, the Republican appointee, the Trump-appointed, you know, FBI director, yesterday before Congress, or maybe it was the day before yesterday, said that he's not sure if Trump was hit with a bullet or with a piece of shrapnel. You know, in other words, that the bullet hit something else. And yeah. So, I mean, you know, here's Trump strutting around going, I took a bullet for democracy.
I'm slow to jump on the conspiracy bandwagon. But just the things he seems to be covering up, like where's the medical report? Ronnie Jackson, come on.
No, and Ronnie Jackson's a member of Congress. He's not Trump's doctor anymore. Thank you, David. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll pick up your calls, more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your calls right after this.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. They train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
The sun is shining bright, a brand new day in sight. A chance to make a difference, to shine a little light. With every step we take and every word we say, today's the day to do something great in our own special way. No more waiting for tomorrow, the time is here and now. Let's seize this moment together.
Welcome back. Brian in Middletown, New Jersey. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Tom, thanks for taking my call. I'll just say this, what a difference a week makes. I mean, last week I was really depressed watching that disaster unfold out in Milwaukee. But, you know, the fact is, Joe, I love Joe. I supported him strongly in 2020. But I think it was time for him to step aside. I don't think there's any doubt. He probably... You know, he's 81. I mean, it is what it is.
Yep.
But I think the whole thing is going to come down. I'm not saying anything new here, but I'm going to be taking some action myself, even though I live in New Jersey. I see Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan as being absolutely crucial to victory. And for me, one of the things that I'm going to get involved in, which I was in 2020, was a group called Souls to the Polls, based in Milwaukee. A reverend operates that. And the idea is to get people to the polls. Some people don't have the means to get there. And so I'm going to be actively involved in that, even if I have to go out there and drive them myself. Because I personally think that that we're in a fight for democracy. But we had a little help because this guy, Vance, the more you learn about him, he's a gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. And I would say this one final thing about him is, if you know, he talked about people who were cat ladies, childless and all that. I got to ask him, Senators Graham, Senator Scott, South Carolina, what about them? Because he's actually saying people without kids shouldn't be allowed to vote. So yeah. I assume he's saying that those guys shouldn't
be. J.D. Vance actually proposed that people who have children should get extra votes for their children, that they cast the votes, but they're representing their children. And he referred to people without these, he said Kamala Harris and AOC were childless cat ladies. And he also called Pete Buttigieg a childless cat lady, which is a slur on two levels. And Kamala Harris is the step-parent to two children who love her and call her mom, call her mom-a-lie, actually. And Pete Buttigieg is the father to two children who love him and his husband, Chastain. But J.D. Vance, he's just another one of these Republican, attack dogs.
And I saw something today where Kamala Harris, I guess the mother of her stepchildren, came out and said that she loves what Kamala has done, And it's a great extension to the family. And she's been nothing but dedicated to the kids.
Yeah.
I just saw that today.
I agree. So Brian, say this word, comma.
Comma.
Okay. Now say Kamala.
Kamala. I guess it's my New Jersey accent. I'm having a hard...
it's the way that Trump mispronounces
I'll
it, and it's the way that they mispronounce it on Fox News as an intentional slur against her. So, you know,
that's certainly not my intent.
No, I know that. I know that. That's why I was correcting you, because I figured you'd want to know. Brian, thank you. Thank you. That was great. Great
thank
call.
You.
Thank you. Ron in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I was wondering, have you ever watched the movie from 2000 called The Contender?
Not that I recall. I don't watch a lot of movies.
It's a political movie. It's really good. I'd recommend it for you and your listeners, because there's a lot of parallels happening between that movie and what's happening with this campaign and how the Republicans are coming out and their method and plan on how their approach is on smearing Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Joan Allen, it's about a Democratic administration, and the vice president dies in office, and they pick a woman to be confirmed by Congress to be his new vice president. And she's an attractive, telegenic woman, and very intelligent. And so the Republicans go after her with a lot of misogynistic and sexist stuff that just gets really bad. But
yeah.
It's a really good thing that I think and I fear that that's what's coming. I can see it building.
It's already started.
It's already started.
I mean, they're calling her a DEI hire. They're, on Fox News yesterday, they were calling her lazy, right? Which is, what white racists call black people.
Worse. I mean,
I think it was J.D. Vance said all she's done in the last 20 years is take a government check. I mean, as if she's a welfare lady, another black trope. It's obscene,
yeah,
right? And I think it's frankly pissing people off. I don't think it's helping them the way it would have, during Nixon's time or even Reagan's time. I think it's just pissing people off.
I hope so, because the stuff I've seen goes even beyond that. I mean, that stuff you expect from them in these days, but some of the crude and vulgar stuff that I'm seeing come out of people in Congress even is just it's beyond reproach. It just parallels that movie so much with The Contender, and it puts the character there, as I think it's going to put Kamala in the same position of either you got to come out and deny it or that creates a whole conversation around it that you don't want and it's unfair, or you have to just keep quiet about it and then a certain amount of people walk away believing it's true because you're not trying to debate it.
Well, and yes and no. I mean, I think that was very much the case 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I think now when people come out with these slurs, J.D. Vance saying all she's ever done is take a government check, I think everybody just knows these days that, he's trying to claim that she's a black welfare lady. You've got now three Republican Congress people who've come out and said, "Oh, she's a DEI hire," that they would say that about any woman or any black person or any person of South Asian ancestry. Are just bigots.
Yeah.
They're just revealing their bigotry. Nothing else. It's that simple.
I hope it's a different day. I hope it doesn't work for them.
I think it is. I think it's just pissing people off. I have a friend who's a Republican who watches Fox News, and he's like, "There's no way I'm going to vote for Trump." I mean, it's just, it's, so anyway, Ron, I got to run. Thanks a lot for the call. I think that, I just don't think the hate is going to work this time. I really don't. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we visit with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel about legal issues surrounding this week's headlines and media coverage from Mark Jacob.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.